This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We slide on into the 3 o'clock hour. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. Scraby was telling us a hilarious thing. Well, it's funny to me. I don't know if it was all that funny.
No, it's funny to me.
But could you kind of tell them your experience today?
Yeah, so I woke up this morning, saw Chase Budinger, ex-NBA player. He's went to La Costa Canyon High School, qualifies to be an Olympian for beach volleyball this summer. And so I put up the article and I said, from the years of 1999 to 2006, La Costa Canyon has produced Kevin O'Connell, Chase Budinger, and myself. What a time period for LCC. And then I looked at my replies and someone, I'm just going to not say the actual word, someone just replied, "You're a beach." But it wasn't beach. It was the other word. Just like out of nowhere. And it also tags LCC in it too. So LCC is going to get this reply.
Wow.
It's really hilarious to me. But I don't know.
If, I mean, does Chase Budinger and Kevin O'Connell realize just how successful you have been?
I think Kevin O'Connell does.
And what a star you are.
I don't know about that, but I think Kevin O'Connell knows.
I don't know that these guys belong in your company yet.
Oh, no, they definitely do.
You know.
I'm just saying, Scrabe, you went from practice squad, getting just ran over I mean, being a host on a radio show. I think they would be surprised, man. They're doing some big things.
I mean, you know, Scrabe, whenever we go out to one of our appearances.
Yeah.
First, is Tony here? And then we say, no, he couldn't make it. And then they're like, well, where's Scraby?
Yeah, they're always like, where's Tony?
Nah, they want to see Tony kid ourselves. They want to see Tony first. But once that's no good, they go right for you.
There's a chance that if all three of you are walking around somewhere downtown San Diego, that you might get recognized before the other two.
Oh, you're saying me, Chase Budinger, and Kevin O'Connell?
Possibly.
Yeah. I did have someone stop me in the grocery store over the weekend and say, "Scrooby," and I said, "Scraby?" He's like, "Oh yeah, Scraby. That's what it is." And he goes, "Oh no, I've been listening forever. I remember when you guys did that Scrooby game. Why aren't you guys doing that Scrooby game?" I'm like, you do know that segment makes fun of me, right?
We did do the Scroobies, didn't we?
Yeah, he was really nice, but he didn't recognize me. Those guys are very tall, though, so I think
I'm just saying you might get recognized faster than Chase and and Kevin.
I think you would possibly. Yeah,
but anyway,
you're getting way up there,
thank you to that person for their kindness. Calling
I thought
me
that
a
was
beach.
Fun. Hey, it's always sometimes being on X can be humbling. You know, you just randomly minding your own business, just throwing out some factoids, and you're a B. Bam.
For no reason at all.
just out of the blue.
And even really not even one of my hotter takes. Like maybe one of my most calm takes.
I don't know. You kind of put yourself in there with two celebrities. I mean, I think that is true. It took a little gumption.
I was tweeting at LCC for them to like maybe think about a statue coming up here soon.
For who?
For you? For me. And Chase Budinger and Kevin O'Connell. We could all have a statue.
I take back what I said about you being a big time celebrity. It's going to your head now.
I was going to say you're probably third on that in that line right there. Statues.
I think I'm not even third. I'm probably 50th at this point.
Well, I'm just saying out of those three names, you'd probably be third on that one.
Okay.
All right. We got a little Daily Gambit to touch on. Let's get to it.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit's our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by The Farmer's Dog. Fresh, human-grade dog food from a healthier weight to more energy. When you switch your dog's food to The Farmer's Dog, the effects can feel magical. What sorcery is this, Chris? None at all. Thank you for asking. It's just real food made for the health of dogs. Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/radio. So Lucky did his business on the walk this morning. Oh, sorry. Yes, Tony, you have something.
Random thought. This is super random, but yes. I just thought okay. I would share with you guys.
Yeah, please.
Joe Mazzulla, his little like one-liner quotes, they're kind of annoying. I have to say that.
Well, give me an example.
Yeah. Got to have one.
Unless they change the light bulbs in the arena, they won't be any brighter than they were last series.
Okay, that is annoying.
Get out of here with that.
Because they're going into the NBA Finals.
Yes, the bright lights get brighter, Chris.
Oh, my God. I can't stand it. It's the second time in like 3 days he's given us one of those type of like answers.
We already know if a tree falls in the forest and no one's around, does anyone hear it?
We already know that... Tony Gwynn Jr. only has one team in sports that he really despises, and that's the Celtics.
I thought it was the Clippers.
No,
I you know, it was funny. I was
Celtics
I was
more than
on
Clippers, isn't it?
Nah, I think I might hate the Celtics a little more.
That's okay. What I said. That's what I meant. Yeah. Celtics number one, and the hate.
I was on the cusp yesterday of calling our guy Keith Smith out because you know he's a Boston guy. Mm-hmm. Like if you follow him on Twitter, like I do. He's heavy Boston.
He is.
And I thought some of his takes yesterday had that feel to it a little bit, but I wasn't going to say anything.
He did say after agreeing with me that each team has two superstars, he went on to say that the Celtics have the next four, maybe even five best players in the tournament.
I got that as well.
You know. I think he used to cover them or grew up there because I know that he lives in Florida now. So
and then he told on himself because he said he did
a sit down.
Yeah, like it's like you spent a lot of time in Boston there, buddy.
Too much Boston. Scraby, get us a new NBA expert.
He's too good, though.
He's very good. But, you know, we didn't remind him yesterday that the Celtics are in the NBA Finals, partly in thanks to injuries to the likes of Giannis, Jimmy Butler, who else? Halliburton. Zion Brunson.
The whole Knicks squad.
The whole Knicks squad. And then they got Donovan Mitchell, too. I mean, everybody they played, their superstar got hurt. So there's that. We'll see if it matters in the finals. I don't know. Are the NBA finals ever going to actually happen?
They do start tomorrow, Chris.
One more day. Criminy.
Criminy.
Did he just say holy criminy?
He did. I'm going to have to mark that one. Holy criminy. Before I move on, I got new dog waste bags for Lucky, and I got scented ones so that I didn't have to stink or smell it as I was picking it up.
Do you dry heave when you have to pick it up?
No, I hold my breath. I hold my breath.
I dry heave.
I can only imagine how big Lucky's are.
Dinosaur.
Yeah, I find Kylie's, which she's just a little tiny Maltese, I find hers to be big enough. So I can only imagine what you have to pick up.
But never get the scented bags, because the smell of the waste and the smell of the bag together is one of the worst smells ever smelled in my life.
Don't do it. Bad combination.
It was bad. Holy criminy, was it bad.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to what we did last night. Everybody gamble responsibly. Padres are -1.5 on the run line over the Angels. Chris and I both chose the Angels. Chris and I were both correct, 4-2.
Yeah.
Adam Major, over under 3.5 strikeouts yesterday. Chris went under, I went over. Surprisingly, when I looked this up, he only had 2 strikeouts last night. Still had a good night for her, had a good performance in his debut. Patrick Sandoval on the other side, would he go 5 2/3? Chris and I both went under, and what do you know, Chris? He went six innings.
He made it. And they almost took him out after 5 2/3. They had a big meeting at the mound.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Yeah, they
gave
did.
Him one more hitter. So.
That's very annoying to me.
Yeah.
But it is what it is in betting. Oklahoma and Texas Softball World Series is tonight. They're even still. Chris and I are still going with Oklahoma.
Yeah, that game's in about an hour and a half.
Okay.
Or 2 hours, I should say.
And then the final one was French Open, Sabalenka against Andreeva. Sabalenka was a 5.5 game favorite over Andreeva. I chose Andreeva. Chris chose Sabalenka. Andreeva actually won this after losing the first set.
This was huge.
6-7. Then she went on to win 6-4, 6-4.
Yeah, this sent shockwaves through the tennis world. She's only 17 years old, and Andreeva becomes the youngest Grand Slam semifinalist since Martina Hingis in 1997. So you got to go back, 27 years for somebody this young to advance to the level she's gotten to. That was a huge upset at the French Open this morning.
Yeah. I'm not going to do any parlays because I stink at them today. So thanks, Chris.
All right. Tony, you want to get in on this?
Learned a little something about yourself there. Huh?
Yeah,
I'm in. Let's go.
All right, here we go. We'll start with the Padres and Angels. Padres are once again favored by 1.5 for the third game in a row in this series. I'll go first because the Padres, they're winning tonight. There's no way they're coming home under 500. They lose tonight.
Oh,
I don't even. If they lose tonight, I don't even know if I want to do a round table tomorrow.
Find some wood.
It's going to be.
You just put that in my head. Like, they could actually come home under 500. I didn't even really.
No, they can't, Scraby. They can't come home under 500. They're winning tonight.
Who you got, Tony? -1.5.
Tony Gwynn Jr.?
Pods.
They got to win by 2.
I'm going to go with the Padres.
We're all 3 buying in to the sauce.
No, the sauce is Arkansas.
I know, Chris. Arkansas. all right, Jose Soriano is the pitcher for the Halos tonight. He is a right-hander, if you're wondering. His over-under is 5 1/3 innings pitched. Scraby, what do you think?
Under.
I think tonight they're going to jump on this. I'm going to say under.
Both of you are like under. They're going to just salivate at the sight of a right-hander and knock this guy out. I'll say under also.
Wow.
All 3 of us. We're all 3 of us buying the drinking the Kool-Aid tonight. All right, French
delicious
Open.
Delicious Kool-Aid.
Delicious.
Delicious Kool-Aid.
French Open tomorrow morning, semifinals. This is a really big one. Iga
Swiatek.
Yeah, which is just not the way you pronounce it, but Scraby really wants to believe it is.
That's the way she pronounces it.
Swiatek.
Swiatek.
There's no N anywhere near her name, but Scraby puts one in
again,
anyway.
Again, Chris, we talked about it last week. Everybody in the world pronounces their letters differently because of different languages. So elsewhere in the world, an N can be put in there when it doesn't actually appear in the name.
I guarantee you that this lady's name is not pronounced Swiatek.
Swiatek.
I just know that's not right.
I went to the pronunciation guy. It's Swiatek.
How about Coco Gauff? Can we get away with that one?
That one is correct.
All right. She's on the other side in the semifinal tomorrow. Swiatek.
Swiatek. There's a V in there.
She's the number one player in the world. She always wins the French Open. She's favored by 5.5 total games. Tony, you're first. So Swiatek can win. You got to go Gauff. I'm going Gauff. Although Gauff is only 1-10 in her career against Iga.
Swiatek?
Her. Yeah.
I'm going to go with Swiatek.
Whatever. You go ahead. Also tomorrow...
Chris gets so mad when I actually pronounce the name
you
correctly.
You go ahead.
Semifinal on the men's side tomorrow. Number 3 seed, Carlos Alcaraz. Taking on the number 2 seed, Jakob Sinner of Italy. Alcaraz is actually favored by 2.5 games. Sinner is about to become the number 1 player in the world and will do so on Monday regardless of what happens the rest of the French Open. He will move past Novak Djokovic, who had to jump out of the French Open with that knee injury. I'm going to take Sinner here. He has been on a major, major roll. Alcaraz is very good, though. Scrabe, what do you think?
If that guy's going to become number one, he's got nothing to play for, so I'm going to go with Alcaraz.
You're going with Alcaraz. He's going to be number one even if he doesn't win the tournament.
He does have something to play for.
All right, Tony, who do you like here? These are two really good tennis match.
He wants the Cena.
Okay, and then we did, Scrabe and I did Oklahoma-Texas game one of the Women's College Softball World Series tonight. Odds are even. Both Scrabe and I like Oklahoma, the three-time defending national champs. Texas is the number one seed. Tony, who do you like, Hook'em Horns or the other way?
Yeah, Oklahoma looking like something right now. I'm going to go with the Sooners.
Boomer Sooner for the win.
Do you think we'll ever have to stop saying Boomer Sooner because Boomer is an offensive word to some? All right.
I can see why a lot of other things are offensive to some, but why would that one be offensive?
Because it's a derogatory name for an older person.
It is?
Isn't that what
I don't know. I'm an older person. I don't find it to be derogatory at all.
Okay.
And I'm an older person.
I just figured. Boomer.
Yeah, I'm a boomer.
Wait, so I can just call you a boomer and it's not offensive?
I think are you referring to a baby boomer? And then you're shortening it to boomer because that's the era from which I'm from?
I think that's how the name came about, but boomers are basically just older people who don't conform to society.
Yeah, that's what Chris is saying. That's where it came from, was baby boomer.
Yes, but...
Yeah, I don't find that offensive. Yes. I don't think that's... I don't know.
I feel like it's very offensive.
Well, then stop calling me that.
No, if you don't feel like it's offensive, I'm going to just keep
so, Scraby, you find... So when people call you a millennial, you're offended?
Yeah, it's like the same as that, right?
Millennials are, like, really
annoying. Yeah, I thought so. That's why he feels that way about yours, Chris, because he's offended by being called a millennial.
Yeah.
Millennials have a bad name. Millennials, when you say millennial,
you think... That's the old projection thing right there.
Yes, it is.
Projecting.
But you see, when you see millennial, you see a kid with their nose buried in their phone the entire day.
And how is that wrong?
Because I don't do that, and I'm a millennial. I mean, my nose is in my phone, but I can also turn off the phone and walk away from it.
Wait. Run that. Say that again.
My nose is in my phone, but not like a millennial. I'm not at dinner at Applebee's on my phone.
How many times have you been walking down the street and walked straight into a pole because you're looking at your phone?
It only happened once. And it happened at a parking meter in San Francisco, so it kind of got me in the bad area.
I think you definitely are a millennial.
The bad area.
It's okay. We are what we are. It doesn't really matter.
Oh, wow. Okay. I need to be quiet about my boomer because people are saying I'm wrong. I thought I was right. All right. Never mind.
Well... Per usual,
this never happens. This never happens where Scrabby's just completely miles off base.
Nah, just like he never has his nose buried in his phone.
Nope,
it's all the same stuff.
The first thing he said in response to that was, "Yes, I bury my phone head in my phone all the time, but not all the time." Wait a minute, what'd you just say?
That is Scrabby at his finest, right there. Mm. Let's get to break. More Gwen and Chris on the other side. Here's some traffic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All righty. Here it is. We're getting ready. Next segment. Sports Court. Scraby got me my wig. He brought it out. People seem to love the wig. I don't know what it is.
It looks amazing on
you. It looks amazing on me?
It really does.
Why is that? Because I'm bald, basically, and you just kind of like the look with hair?
No, you have hair. It's just like, it just fits your face.
I look like, you and I were going through, scrolling through some pictures the other day of old-time rock and rollers, and there was a picture of one of the old guitarists from the band Queen.
Yes.
He's an English guy, and he has hair like this.
It looks exactly
and
like
you
Chris.
Said it was like, that's you.
Yeah, it was so, your twin.
I don't really appreciate being compared to a boomer of that of that ilk.
But he's a famous boomer.
He's a famous boomer.
Yes.
So it's okay. Gwynn and Chris, 324 is the time. We will have Sports Court shortly. Tony Gwynn Jr. is in Anaheim. Padres and Angels, 5:30 pregame for Sam Levitt. Until then, we were here to regale you with interesting stuff like this. Tony came up with this, and I wanted to get. He mentioned it on the air last night. I want to make sure everybody got the information. But we're talking about, or he was talking about, he and Jesse about Luis Campusano, and we touched on it yesterday. I mean, what he's going through right now, nobody should have to go through. I mean, just hasn't had a hit for a couple of weeks, and 0-for-28 now. I thought last night he hit the ball, reasonably well. He hit two, deeper shots to the outfield. He had a line drive to short, a softer line drive, but a line drive nonetheless that, of course, was caught.
Yep.
And then a few minutes later, Profar hit one off the end of the bat that, of course, fell in for another triple. Camposano's got to be going, this is crazy. But his average has fallen from 283 in mid-May. It's down to 220 right now. But, and see, somebody the other day said that they didn't think he was doing a great job, catching. And I took exception to it because I think he's really done a great job behind the plate. Maybe not Johnny Bench, but pretty good. And, Tony, you said that the Padres are, pretty happy with all of that, right?
Yeah, I mean, the conversation came because I think Mike Schilt was asked about it before the game, either yesterday or the day before, about, because of the struggles that they've seen, Higashioka's, remember, he just broke an 0-for, whatever that was.
Right.
Campy's in the middle of one of those 0-for. So I think the question was posed because of that. How does he view the position? And that was Mike's answer. And I think, listen, it sucks to go through what Campy's going through right now. That's when you got to take the small victories. Yesterday was the best he swung the bat, I think, in quite some time.
Agreed.
It didn't go his way. He didn't necessarily hit the ball on the screws every time, but you saw, the line drive out. He had one a little bit later in the game. He was a little bit out in front on a ball. He hit the left, but he kind of hit it on a line. And I think those are good signs for him. He's been hitting a lot of ground balls, which, isn't necessarily a part of his game. And so that's where that conversation came from. And so he's done a good job. I think when you're in the midst of an over, 25, 30? I can't remember what the number is. You're going to, in a perfect world, you don't have any mental slip-ups on the defensive side, and for the most part, he hasn't. I mean, he might have had one or two that stand out, but he's been so much improved from a defensive standpoint. If I'm not mistaken, he was one of the top guys in terms of stealing strikes this season. And so there's a lot to like defensively. Obviously, you know, he's going through a rut right now, and he's got a you just got to work through it. It's not a magic pill that ends a slump or a little rough patch like this. But you got to go through it. You got to try to find or figure out a way to get through it.
But clearly, based on what Mike Schultz said the other day, at least as of now, the Padres aren't, you know, thinking of making any changes there. They're happy because Campusano / Higashioka are doing a tremendous job handling this pitching staff, and that is paramount to Mike Schilt and the Padres right now compared to their hitting. They would like to get the hitting, of course, but as long as they're getting the defense, they're fine with that. Is that categorizing what he said accurately?
To a certain extent, yeah. I mean, obviously, they don't want it to get back to where it was a few years ago with
Nola.
Was it Austin now? Or is it
Hedges?
Austin, yeah.
Austin Hedges, either one.
Yeah. Right. I'm sure they don't want it to get back there, but I don't think it will. But, yeah, for now, I mean, they're good where they are right now. I think that's why, you know, when you start trying to trade for an offensive piece, it has to actually fit the ball club, right? Because unless you're going to address the catching spot, and I can't think of any catchers out there that would, you know, suffice. There just really isn't a lot of space. I think on the margins there may be, as AJ said, but all of the other spots where you would improve are guys sitting there that you have to believe will improve. In order for your team to have success, they have to. And so that's where it gets a little dicey in terms of adding an offensive spot. But in terms of the catching position, I think the Padres are happy with what they're getting right now.
Yeah, it's. I've never been a huge fan personally of trading for a catcher in the middle of a season anyway. And, you know, unless.
Weren't you beating the drum for Wilson Contreras?
No.
Back a couple years ago when he was with. Was
during, during the offseason, I think I was.
Oh, maybe it was the offseason.
Yeah, I'm not a fan during the season because then you're pitching
two off seasons ago.
Yeah. Because if you trade in the middle of the season, I mean, your pitching staff has to get used to a whole new catcher. And I don't think that's a great thing when you have a really good pitching staff. So that's my own personal take. All right, never mind.
I agree.
Oh, sports court's coming up. Let's go.
Yes. Oh, that was on the air. Sorry, man. I got a lot of buttons right going on right now.
Hello?
3:35 on the clock.
Are we on? We're on.
Chris, does this thing work?
Mozart is ready, or Tchaikovsky,
Judge,
or whatever.
Judge Chris Ello.
Tchaikovsky. Tchaikovsky.
Judge
Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, myself, back at you. Got a little sports court headed your way. Do we got traffic first, Mr. Scraby?
We need to kill some
Before we get time. To the traffic, I can kill with this. First of all, I have a hair coming off my wig. Point Loma Nazarene College
in
the Division II College World Series. Their historical run came to an end just a little while ago. They were beaten 1-0 by Indiana University of Pennsylvania. So Point Loma Nazarene, congrats to those guys on a fantastic season. They finished 46-13. Indiana scored a run in the top of the first inning. And then Ray Cebulski pitched beautifully for Point Loma Nazarene the rest of the way, shutout ball. But Point Loma Nazarene could not rally, and so they their season ends in Cary, North Carolina today. Nonetheless, a pretty good season.
If we're going to bring up Point Loma Nazarene.
Yeah,
I got to show some love to the USD
Toreros.
Their fantastic year this year. Brock Ungerich led that team to a regional,
and
if I'm not mistaken, they got beat. They lost their two games. Have been eliminated.
Yeah,
they won. They won. Really fantastic year for
them. Yeah. Sorry, I'm interrupting.
Wait, they won what?
They won in the middle. They lost one, won one, and then they lost the third game. So they did win one in the regional over Fresno State.
Just remind you that that program is, I mean, Brock Unger has only been the head coach for two seasons, and he's already gotten them back into a region. So shout out to my man Brock Ungridge and the work he's done at USD. You know, that's a high bar
for you to say.
Come on here and say that.
That's not. I was going to say that's not easy for Tony to say that.
Not at all.
But you gotta respect. They won 26 of their last 29 games to get into the postseason. So they had quite a year.
It makes it easier that Brock is really an Aztec at heart. So you know,
that's right. That. USD people don't want to hear that, but it's true. It is true.
All right, I'm sure they don't, but that's my one get back right there. So boom,
you did it. Traffic, sports.
All right, let's do some. Well, check traffic first. No.
Yes.
Yes, we got time. Yeah, traffic first, then
sports court. Yes.
Do you have a sports issue, San Diego? Do you need a third party to make a decision? The guys have put on their robes and picked up their gavels.
All rise. Here comes the judge.
Gwen and Chris, Sports Court, starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Now, before we get into Sports Court, I'm going to stop us down to make sure that we do this, guys. Oh, wait, hold on. That was so dramatic for nothing. Just so we get it in there before we get into sports.
You're bringing that into my courtroom?
Yes. The other thing I wanted to say is that I think Chris secretly loves this wing.
Disrespect.
No
disrespect,
kidding, man.
He says.
I mean, how'd you get past the bailiff anyway?
I don't know.
This guy has set his own, what do they call it in the, he's setting his own docket.
Yeah.
He's setting his own docket and not even his courtroom.
Come on, man.
Sorry about that, Judge. Really loves wearing that wig. I feel like there's a new confidence behind
it. It's Your Honor.
Oh, I'm sorry, Your Honor. Your Honor.
No kidding.
Here's the lineup real quick.
No respect anywhere.
Yeah.
Luis Arraez leading off, playing first. Fernando hitting second, playing right field. Manny playing third, hitting third. Jake Cronenworth cleaning up at second base. Jurickson Profar left field, batting fifth. Peralta DHing, batting sixth. Jackson Merrill center field, batting seventh. Ha-Seong Kim shortstop, batting eighth. Campusano catching, batting ninth. And then Dylan Cease on the mound.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
For that.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Now, we have to solve some problems around San Diego. And I'm running short on these, guys, so please send me issues. If you think of any issues between your friends or family, that's kind of like
the world is in harmony. I mean, the San Diego's in harmony right now. No issues, man. Don't ask for drama.
I'm going to ask for drama because it needs to fill this segment. So please, people, get some pints out there.
We want people to feel good.
All right, well, you know how you can feel good is if you love Mediterranean food. Try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla.
Nice.
For dining or takeout options, visit spiroscuisine.com. All right, first one.
That was good. That was good, Scrape.
Thank you. Finally, a nice transition. My son and I love Padres baseball, and my wife isn't the biggest baseball fan, but she tries, and it's starting to become a way for our family to hang out together. My son's birthday was a month ago, and my wife surprised both of us with jerseys for the games we go to this summer, and my wife bought my son a Fernando Tatis Jr. jersey, and he was super excited. Here's the problem, and I will say this first. I do appreciate my wife for doing these nice things for our family. Wanted to say that. I said, I wanted a City Connect jersey, so she got me one. However, being the bargain shopper that she is, she got me a Josh Hader authentic Padres jersey, City Connect style, for $75. She was so excited to have found this deal, but I am not excited. It's a Josh Hader jersey. I haven't said anything yet, but Chris, what do I do here?
What number was Josh Hader?
I think he was, what number he was? 71, maybe?
Yeah, 71. It's not like he can... Can you flip the numbers around and make it 17 and take the name off?
17.
I think it's authentic, so it's like hand-stitched.
Yeah.
She got it for $75. That's pretty amazing.
Man.
This is an issue.
Yeah.
For sure. We've all been there, I think. Where you want something really, really authentic.
71,
and
yes.
They get something for you that they think is authentic, but it isn't. Yeah. Well, I don't know.
You got nothing for this?
No, because I've gotten it before.
Oh, really great chat from Dominic right now. Can't wear that jersey for more than one inning.
You've got it. Not back-to-back days.
Or four outs.
I think
that's right.
I think you just, I'm tongue-tied.
You're the judge.
You have to be happy in her presence, but you can't wear it anywhere that's not in her presence.
But honey, why aren't you wearing your Josh Hader jersey to the game? That's a great jersey.
It didn't fit me good today. I don't know.
I felt fat today, so I wasn't going to wear it.
City Connect Josh Hader. I mean, you got
to feel fat in it.
The more I think of this, you may just have to come clean and tell her it's no good. Great try, but no good.
I think that's the best way.
Yeah.
All right, Tony.
It's like ripping the Band-Aid off. Rip the Band-Aid
off. So in this case, you do advise our client here to say something.
Yeah, I think so. Because I can't think of another good alternative.
I think you have to. Yeah, I think you have to. In this case, I mean, first of all, it's an ugly number. Let's just keep it a buck. 71 is not a number that you just want to be walking around with. That's just off top. Secondly, he's no longer on the team. For some Padre fans, he kind of left in bad graces in some ways. And so, you know, I don't know. This is one you just got to be honest. Honey, you know, I love you for, you know, keeping our dollars in our pocket, not spending, overspending.
And you're doing these nice things for our family.
I can't wear this jersey. I'm sorry. Yes, all of that. You got to make sure you soften this up.
It's got to soften. I think you can also just use the excuse that, you know, I mean, I'm just such a big, huge fan of this team, but it has to be somebody who's on the team.
Mm.
It's nobody's fault.
Yeah,
it's not your fault. It's not mine. It's just
the
way it is. Just can't wear it. And then she goes, what if I get you a Tony Gwynn senior jersey? Would you wear that? Huh? You go, yes, I would.
I would suspend
the rule for that.
You know, he's one of the greatest Padres of all time. So, yes, I would wear that one. But I just don't know. You know, if it's not going to be him or Trevor, you know, I think I got to have a current guy.
Oh, boy. Tough one.
That's actually a good
I don't say it like that, though. You got to come out. You got to be sweet about it. You can't come down too hard, because then you're going to see I'm ungrateful.
You don't want to do that.
The other thing is that I can speak for my wife. Wives usually love it beyond belief to find a deal like that.
Oh, yeah.
So they are not only happy to buy you the present, they're happy with themselves for discovering such a bargain. So you have to be careful not to squash
that also.
Right,
they did a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
You're in a tough spot.
My wife is a bargain. My wife is a bargain woman.
My wife.
She definitely likes a good pat on the back when she comes home on a good deal. Having to tell her that, hey, this ain't such a good deal because this dude doesn't play for him anymore, and I can't wear it because, you know, it's just not a good number.
It's not him.
It's not a good way to ingratiate yourself with your significant other.
The chat has a few suggestions. Jocelyn says, babe, baby, sweetheart. Hater isn't on the team anymore, but I love you for trying this for me, or buying this for me, honey bunny.
Yes, that's, see.
A lot of honey bunnies.
Take it. You said that was Jocelyn?
Yes, Jocelyn.
Yeah, take it from Jocelyn. I think that's, you got to get those babes, huns. You got to soften this the best way you can.
Sugar plum. I don't know where that came from. Derek says, wear it and spill something on it that stains.
Ooh. See, that's diabolical right there.
Yeah. Grape juice. Go out to dinner with the jersey on tomorrow night and order grape juice.
And have someone run into your table while you're drinking.
No kidding.
Get some wine or grape juice.
Yeah, just all over.
Last one, Brandon says, tell her people will hurt you if you wore that to the park. She doesn't want him to get hurt, I'm assuming. No, I'm assuming not, but we're not going to give him that advice. All right.
Tough one.
I just keep getting these lies coming in from the chat that I cannot continue with.
The chat wants a lie.
Right. Well, see, Chris and I are veterans in this, and we're trying to avoid lying, because that's where it only snowballs from there.
She will find out eventually.
You make a bad situation extremely bad when you go to the lie department.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on to the next one. Very thought-provoking one, though.
I hope they get it a little easier. That one was tough.
This fantasy football league, I think, Chris, you may identify with it a little bit because you are in a long-term dynasty-type fantasy baseball league. But this person wrote in and said, I've been in this fantasy football league for over 10 years now. We started the league as a dynasty league, so we've been keeping players we have drafted over the years. We're a 12-team league and we'll be replacing four members this year because life got real for them. I do not want to reset the dynasty players, but the majority wants to do this for a couple reasons. It would help out the teams that are terrible, and it would spice up the draft again because all big-name players would be available. Tony, I say the new players inherit a team and the original players. What say you? Basically, it's should they reset the draft or not?
And this is multiple teams are having to replace?
Four members have to be replaced.
Oh, yeah. I think you got to – four members is a lot. I mean, inheriting, I get it, because I would probably be opposed initially to starting over from scratch. But if you truly want to be able to talk your you-know-what when you win this, you're going to have to start from an even playing field. If you've beaten four dudes every year that took over another team and, you know, you're just washing them every year, you can kind of weakens your case to be able to talk some stuff. You know what I'm saying? So from that standpoint, since fantasy football really is really just about, you know, with the banter, I think eventually I could be convinced to just put it all back into the center and redo these teams.
Yeah, I kind of agree. Chris, where are you? So let me set this up. Chris has been in this baseball league for a really long time, and he even loses. If Pete Alonso gets traded to the AL, Chris is going to lose Pete Alonso altogether because they don't use AL players. But you also have like a dynasty-style league. So what do you think?
Well, when we have new players in our league, they take over the team that was left behind.
No matter what.
But that includes actually the team that won our championship last year. The guy owned the team or ran the team.
Mm-hmm.
Was a total jerk.
I have
and everyone in our league could not stand this guy. And he won the championship, and we all wanted him out of the league because we just couldn't deal with him.
Because of his attitude or because he was too good?
Both.
Okay, at least you're honest.
But his attitude was really lousy. He was so ultra competitive. It was just too much for us. Anyway,
yeah. Have you ever had four teams at the same time, though, Chris?
No, not four. Right. Four would be different, I think, because then it would be good to just throw everybody back in the pile and start over. It sounds to me like the person asking this question has like a stacked team that they don't want to part with. And
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Oh, I totally think that's the case.
Yeah.
Totally
it sounds like they got Mahomes at quarterback and
Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, they've got everything. So, you know, show how great you are and redraft and start over and win again.
Yes.
You know?
All right.
So that's what I would do.
I'm sure that's not the answer he wanted to hear from both of us.
Too bad.
No. The feeling I got with talking to this person is that they definitely had a stacked team and they do not want to have to start over.
Yeah, exactly.
Real quick, I got to say, Jocelyn, who listens to our show a lot, she's a great listener. Her son is going to Cooperstown, or she's going with him to play some baseball this weekend.
Oh,
so just wanted to make sure have Jocelyn fun. Gets a shout
out. It's always a fun tournament for the youngins getting to go to Cooperstown to play some youth baseball. They do a good job up there.
I'm assuming you have to be pretty good to be on a team that goes to Cooperstown to play.
I know you think I love this wig, but this
I don't
segment
know how
could
good
not
you have to be, but I know it's as expensive as all get out.
Oh, I'm sure. Yes, Chris, what about your wig?
No, I was just going to say, I know that you think I love this wig, but this segment can't end soon enough.
Is it itchy?
Sweating, itchy. Okay. Driving me totally crazy right now.
Okay, I'll get to the last one. I'm a mom, and my daughter's softball team has one of those snack mom schedules, and I have never really enjoyed being a team mom. It's my turn coming this weekend, and I've told the coach I don't really want to do it. Apparently, this is a mandatory thing, but here's the thing. I wanted to go against it, but now I feel like a bad mom that I don't want to do this. I'm actually beating myself up over it. Should I want to bring the team orange slices, per se? Chris, did you think that was a good or big part of your childhood? Am I a bad mom?
Whoa. I played in a in such a long ago era that I don't remember anybody bringing us anything after any games. So that never happened.
You never got orange slices and like Capri Suns?
No, and we didn't all win trophies either. If you finished in second place, you said, hey, better luck next year, pal.
Yeah, same with me.
So
better luck next year. Exactly.
You're second. That's it. You're a loser, Chris.
So learn to live with it. Are you going to make this mom bring snacks or what?
Yes. Get with the program.
I'm not. This is not about me, Joseph. They're saying you're not a bad mom, Scraby. I'm not a mom. Get with the program, Chris says. Tony?
Yeah.
Does this mom need to bring snacks this weekend?
Come on.
Yeah, this is kind of a no-brainer. As part of a family that can't be at all of the kids' games, this duty is kind of important. Because all the parents really do it. I mean, it cycles through. Everybody takes a turn. And if, you know, from an optics standpoint, if every parent has made their turn, do you really want to be the first one that's like,
yeah,
man, forget these kids. Y'all be good when you get home. I mean, those kids look forward, whether we understand it, like it or not, those kids look forward to those orange slices, the Capri Sun, and whatever other snack you put in there. It's in some cases, it's their highlight of the game.
Yeah, like, no kidding. When is the game over so I can have my orange slice?
100%. They cannot wait to get to that bag. So I would just, the advice I would give is, yes, as much as you don't want to do it, as much as it is a hassle, go ahead and get it done. The kids will love you for it.
I have one last idea for this lady if she wants to go way on the deep end here.
Uh-oh.
Bring, like, number 9-foot-long Jersey Mike sandwiches and blow away everybody else's snacks.
That's not a bad idea.
And then they may never ask you to do it again.
I saw Costco pizza on the chat.
There you go.
Hey. That could work. You right? Start setting the expectation to how you get kicked out of the rotation.
You know that you're out of the rotation. You bring too good of stuff.
The chat is actually making a good point. You're not embarrassing yourself. You're embarrassing your child if you don't bring snacks.
Wow, that's harsh.
Yeah, that's right. Johnny, why come your mom didn't bring the snacks today?
Your mom's the worst. Just causes bad problems. You got to bring the snacks. All right, Christmas fans.
Now you got beef on the team.
Now you got beef on the team. Chris versus the fans up next, 833-288-0973.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a sp-
sports issue, San Diego? Do you need a third party to make a decision? The guys have put on their robes and picked up their gavels.
All rise. Here comes the judge.
Gwen and Chris Sports Court starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Now, before we get into Sports Court, I'm going to stop us down to make sure that we do this, guys. Oh, wait, hold on. That was so dramatic for nothing. Just so we get it in there before we get into sports.
You're bringing that into my courtroom?
Yes. The other thing I wanted to say is that I think Chris secretly loves this wing.
Disrespect.
No
disrespect,
kidding, man.
He says.
I mean, how'd you get past the bailiff anyway?
I don't know.
This guy is setting his own, what do they call it, in the, he's setting his own docket.
Yeah.
He's setting his own docket and not even his courtroom.
Come on, man.
Sorry about that, Judge. Really loves wearing that wig. I feel like there's a new confidence behind
it. It's Your Honor.
Oh, I'm sorry, Your Honor. Your Honor.
No kidding.
Here's the lineup real quick.
No respect anywhere.
Yeah.
Luis Arraez leading off, playing first. Fernando hitting second, playing right field. Manny playing third, hitting third. Jake Cronenworth cleaning up at second base. Jurickson Profar left field, batting fifth. Peralta DHing, batting sixth. Jackson Merrill center field, batting seventh. Ha-Seong Kim shortstop, batting eighth. Campusano catching, batting ninth. And then Dylan Cease on the mound.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
For that.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Now, we have to solve some problems around San Diego. And I'm running short on these, guys, so please send me issues. If you think of any issues between your friends or family, that's kind
of
like
the world is in harmony. I mean, the San Diego's in harmony right now. No issues, man. Don't ask for drama.
I'm going to ask for drama because it needs to fill this segment. So please, people, get some fights out there.
We want people to feel good.
All right, well, you know how you can feel good is if you love Mediterranean food. Try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla.
Nice.
For dining or takeout options. Visit spiroscuisine.com. All right. First one.
That was good. That was good, Scrape.
Thank you. Finally, a nice transition. My son and I love Padres baseball, and my wife isn't the biggest baseball fan, but she tries, and it's starting to become a way for our family to hang out together. My son's birthday was a month ago, and my wife surprised both of us with jerseys for the games we go to this summer, and my wife bought my son a Fernando Tatis Jr. jersey, and he was super excited. Here's the problem, and I will say this first. I do appreciate my wife for doing these nice things for our family. Wanted to say that. I said, I wanted a City Connect jersey, so she got me one. However, being the bargain shopper that she is, she got me a Josh Hader authentic Padres jersey, City Connect style, for $75. She was so excited to have found this deal, but I am not excited. It's a Josh Hader jersey. I haven't said anything yet, but Chris, what do I do here?
What number was Josh Hader?
I think it was, what number was he? 71, maybe?
Yeah, 71. It's not like you can... Can you flip the numbers around and make it 17 and take the name off?
17.
I think it's authentic, so it's like hand-stitched.
Yeah.
She got it for $75. That's pretty amazing.
Man.
This is an issue.
Yeah.
For sure. We've all been there, I think, where you want something really, really authentic.
71,
and
yes.
They get something for you that they think is authentic, but it isn't. Yeah. Well, I don't know.
You got nothing for this? That's
no, because I've right gotten there. It before.
Oh, really great chat from Dominic right now. Can't wear that jersey for more than one inning.
You've got to. Not back-to-back days.
Or four outs.
I think you...
that's right.
I think you just... I'm tongue-tied.
You're the judge!
You have to. You have to be happy in her presence... And but you can't wear it anywhere that's not in her presence.
But honey, why aren't you wearing your Josh Hader jersey to the game? That's a great jersey.
I said, it didn't fit me good today. I don't know. It's dirty.
It didn't. I felt fat today, so I wasn't gonna wear it.
City Connect Josh Hader. I mean, you got.
I feel fat in it.
The more I think of this, you may just have to come clean and tell her it's no good. Great try, but no good.
I think that's the best way.
Yeah.
All right,
it's like ripping the Band-Aid off. Rip the Band-Aid
off. So in this case, you do advise our client here to say something.
Yeah, I think so. Because I can't think of another good alternative.
I think you have to. Yeah, I think you have to. In this case, I mean, first of all, it's an ugly number. Let's just keep it a buck.
Yes.
71 is not a number that you just want to be walking around with. That's just off top. Secondly, he's no longer on the team. For some Padre fans, he kind of left in bad graces in some ways. And so, you know, I don't know. This is one you just got to be honest, honey. I love you for, you know, keeping our dollars in our pocket, not spending, overspending.
And you're doing these nice things for our family.
I can't wear this jersey. I'm sorry. Yes, all of that. You got to make sure you soften this up.
It's got to soften. I think you can also just use the excuse that, you know, I mean, I'm just such a big, huge fan of this team, but it has to be somebody who's on the team.
Mm.
It's nobody's fault.
Yeah,
it's not your fault. It's not mine. It's just
the
way it is. Just can't wear it. And then she goes, what if I get you a Tony Gwynn senior jersey? Would you wear that? Huh? You go, yes, I would. But I would
suspend
the rule for that.
You know, he's one of the greatest Padres of all time. So, yes, I would wear that one. But I just don't know. You know, if it's not going to be him or Trevor, you know, I think I got to have a current guy.
Oh, boy. Tough one.
That's actually a good
cop-out. I don't say it like that, though. You gotta come out. You gotta be sweet about it. You can't, you know. You can't come down too hard because then you're gonna see I'm ungrateful.
You don't want to.
The other thing is that I can speak for my wife. Wives usually love it beyond belief to find a deal like that.
Oh yeah,
so they are not only happy to buy you the present, they're happy with themselves for discovering such a bargain. So you have to be careful not to squash that.
Right, they did a good thing.
Yeah,
100%.
You're in a tough
spot. My wife is a bargain woman. She definitely likes a good pat on the back when she comes home on a good deal. Having to tell her that, hey, this ain't such a good deal because this dude doesn't play for him anymore, and I can't wear it because, you know, it's just not a good number.
It's not him.
It's not a good way to ingratiate yourself with your significant other.
The chat has a few suggestions. Jocelyn says, babe, baby, sweetheart. Hater isn't on the team anymore, but I love you for trying this for me. Or buying this for me, honey bunny.
Yes, see?
That's, a lot of honey bunnies.
Take it. You said that was Jocelyn?
Yes, Jocelyn.
Yeah, take it from Jocelyn. I think that's, you got to get those babes, huns. You got to soften this the best way you can.
Sugar plum. I don't know where that came from. Derek says, wear it and spill something on it that stains.
Ooh. See, that's diabolical right there.
Yeah. Grape juice. Go out to dinner with the jersey on tomorrow night and order grape juice.
And have someone run into your table while you're drinking.
No kidding.
Get some wine or grape juice.
Yeah, just all over.
Last one, Brandon says, tell her people will hurt you if you wore that to the park. She doesn't want him to get hurt, I'm assuming. No, I'm assuming not, but we're not going to give him that advice. All right.
Tough one.
I just keep getting these lies coming in from the chat that I cannot continue with.
Yeah, the chat wants a lie.
Right. Well, see, Chris and I are veterans in this, and we're trying to avoid lying because that's where it only snowballs from there.
She will find out eventually.
You make a bad situation extremely bad when you go to the lie department.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on to the next one. Very thought-provoking one, though.
I hope they get it a little easier. That one was tough.
This fantasy football league, I think, Chris, you may identify with it a little bit because you are in a long-term dynasty-type fantasy baseball league. But this person wrote in and said, I've been in this fantasy football league for over 10 years now. We started the league as a dynasty league, so we've been keeping players we have drafted over the years. We're a 12-team league and we'll be replacing four members this year because life got real for them. I do not want to reset the dynasty players, but the majority wants to do this for a couple reasons. It would help out the teams that are terrible, and it would spice up the draft again because all big-name players would be available. Tony, I say the new players inherit a team and the original players. What say you? Basically, it's should they reset the draft or not?
And this is multiple teams are having to replace?
Four members have to be replaced.
Oh, yeah. I think you got to... Four members is a lot. I mean, inheriting, I get it, because I would probably be opposed initially. to starting over from scratch. But if you truly want to be able to talk your you-know-what when you win this, you're going to have to start from an even playing field. If you've beaten four dudes every year that took over another team and, you know, you're just washing them every year, you can kind of weakens your case to be able to talk some stuff. You know what I'm saying? So from that standpoint, since fantasy football really is really just about, you know, with the banter, I think eventually I could be convinced to just put it all back into the center and redo these teams.
Yeah, I kind of agree. Chris, where are you? So let me set this up. Chris has been in this baseball league for a really long time, and he even loses. If Pete Alonso gets traded to the AL, Chris is going to lose Pete Alonso altogether because they don't use AL players. But you also have like a dynasty-style league. So what do you think?
Well, when we have new players in our league, they take over the team that was left behind.
No matter what.
But that includes actually the team that won our championship last year. The guy owned the team or ran the team.
Mm-hmm.
Was a total jerk.
I have
and everyone in our league could not stand this guy. And he won the championship, and we all wanted him out of the league because we just couldn't deal with him.
Because of his attitude or because he was too good?
Both.
Okay, at least you're honest.
But his attitude was really lousy. He was so ultra competitive. It was just too much for us. Anyway,
have you ever had four teams at the same time, though,
not
Chris?
Not four. Right. Four would be different, I think, because then it would be good to just throw everybody back in the pile and start over. It sounds to me like the person asking this question has like a stacked team that they don't want to part with. And
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Oh, I totally think that's the case.
Yeah.
Totally
it sounds like they got Mahomes at quarterback and
Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, they've got everything. So, you know, show how great you are and redraft and start over and win again.
Yes.
You know?
All right.
So that's what I would do.
I'm sure that's not the answer he wanted to hear from both of us.
Too bad.
No. The feeling I got with talking to this person is that they definitely had a stacked team and they do not want to have to start over.
Yeah, exactly.
Real quick, I got to say, Jocelyn, who listens to our show a lot, she's a great listener, her son is going to Cooperstown, or she's going with him, to play some baseball this weekend.
Oh.
So, just wanted to make sure have Jocelyn fun. Gets a
it's
shout out.
It's always a fun tournament for the youngins, getting to go to Cooperstown to play some youth baseball. They do a good job up there.
I'm assuming you have to be pretty good to be on a team that goes to Cooperstown to play.
I know you think I love this wig, but this segment
could
not.
I don't know how good you have to be, but I know it's as expensive as I don't know what as I don't as
oh,
all get out.
Oh, I'm sure. Yes, Chris. What about your wig?
No, I was just going to say I know that you think I love this wig, but this segment can't end soon enough.
Is it itchy?
Sweating, itchy. Okay. Driving me totally crazy right now.
Okay, I'll get to the last one. I'm a mom, and my daughter's softball team has one of those snack mom schedules, and I have never really enjoyed being a team mom. It's my turn coming this weekend, and I have told the coach I don't really want to do it. Apparently, this is a mandatory thing, but here's the thing. I wanted to go against it, but now I feel like a bad mom that I don't want to do this. I'm actually beating myself up over it. Should I want to bring the team orange slices, per se? Chris, did you think that was a good or big part of your childhood? Am I a bad mom?
Whoa. I played in in such a long ago era that I don't remember anybody bringing us anything after any games, so that never happened.
You never got orange slices and like Capri Suns?
No, and we didn't all win trophies either. If you finished in second place, you said, "Hey, better luck next year, pal."
Yeah, same with me.
So
better luck next year, exactly.
You're second. That's it. You're a loser, Chris.
So learn to live with it. Are you going to make this mom bring snacks or what?
Yes, get with the program.
I'm not. This is not about me, Joseph. They're saying you're not a bad mom, Scravy. I'm not a mom. Get with the program, Chris says. Tony?
Yeah.
Does this mom need to bring snacks this weekend?
Come on.
Yeah, this is kind of a no-brainer. As part of a family that can't be at all of the kids' games, this duty is kind of important. Because all the parents really do it. I mean, it cycles through. Everybody takes a turn. And if, you know, from an optic standpoint, if every parent has made their turn, do you really want to be the first one that's like,
yeah,
man, forget these kids. Y'all be good when you get home. I mean, Those kids look forward, whether we understand it, like it or not, those kids look forward to those orange slices, the Capri Sun, and whatever other snack you put in there. It's in some cases, it's their highlight of the game.
Yeah, like, no kidding. When is the game over so I can have my orange slice?
100%. They cannot wait to get to that bag. So I would just, the advice I would give is, yes, as much as you don't want to do it, as much as it is a hassle, go ahead and get it done. The kids will love you for it.
I have one last idea for this lady if she wants to go way on the deep end here.
Uh-oh.
Bring, like, number 9-foot-long Jersey Mike sandwiches and blow away everybody else's snacks.
That's not a bad idea.
And then they may never ask you to do it again.
I saw Costco pizza on the chat.
There you go.
Hey, that could work. You right? Start setting the expectation to how you get kicked out of the rotation.
You're out of the rotation. You bring too good of stuff.
The chat is actually making a good point. You're not embarrassing yourself. You're embarrassing your child if you don't bring snacks.
Wow, that's harsh.
Yeah, that's right. Johnny, why come your mom didn't bring the snacks today?
Your mom's the worst. Just causes bad problems. You got to bring the snacks. All right, Christmas fans.
Now you got beef on the team.
Now you got beef on the team. Chris versus the fans up next, 833-288-0973.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.